All right, let's talk about Rafah, because this is a minute-by-minute unfolding right now as Israel is striking Rafah after Hamas has accepted Gaza ceasefire proposal. However, there is nonstop bombing that continues to unfold in eastern Rafah that has been going right now, and so flares have been lighting up the night sky tonight there as well. This is video from earlier. This is the scene right now as people try to scramble and get out of the rubble, trying to find what they can to move and get out of the way, because Israel has dropped leaflets, because the invasion of Rafah is beginning. At the same time, Benjamin Netanyahu has unveiled their true plan for Gaza. It's their 2035 Gaza plan to rebuild Gaza into an Israeli version of Dubai, which we'll get to that part in a moment. But first, Israel began this morning dropping leaflets over southern Gaza, telling them to get out because the invasion is about to start. Where are they supposed to go? Everything has been destroyed. They've leveled buildings, but they've really lost, which we'll get to the PR part of this in a second here. They've really lost the PR. And this is exactly what military leaders have said. Yeah, they might destroy the buildings and they might drive Palestinians out, but they are going to lose the broader war, because now you're going to be going up against Lebanon. You're going to be going up against Hezbollah. You're going to be going up against Iran. And this is not going to fly. Those are from military leaders. Everything has been destroyed. And in these areas now, and journalist Vanessa Bealey points out, according to our friends in Rafah, there are no IOF forces on the ground. The only Zionist forces are in the area dividing north from south. Leaflets have been dropped in eastern Rafah telling civilians to evacuate to Khan Yunis, which is devastated without any services at all. So they're being told, go to Khan Yunis. Friends are paralyzed with fear, not knowing if they should stay in other areas of Rafah until the last minute or leave now. This is barbaric psychological warfare on top of the ongoing massacres. So there's nothing for them to go to. Now, this brave Sky News reporter actually confirmed live on television, which you don't really see happening anymore. Mostly they're all in the tank for the other side, of course. But here's what Sky News reporter just confirmed, telling all of us what Vanessa Bealey just tweeted a little while ago. See how long this guy actually has a job for telling us the truth. Watch.
The Israeli Defense Forces is encouraging, in their words, encouraging residents in southeast Gaza to advance towards what they call an expanded humanitarian area to the north. That is centered around the city of Khan Yunis and a coastal community called Al-Mawasi. They claim that this area contains field hospitals, tents, food, water, medicine, additional supplies. That is a claim that international aid agencies, the WFP and the like, will treat with real skepticism. I think they say the Israelis have not done enough to facilitate these humanitarian supplies. Should also say that people are being asked to go to an area that has already been badly damaged, badly bombed in this war. The area around the city of Khan Yunis was largely destroyed in January when the IDF laid siege to it. So we're talking about a situation where people are being asked to migrate again. And I think we should probably talk about the significance of this. 1.2 million civilians crowded into the southern section of Gaza. They're now being asked, really at the point of another mass migration, back to the north to an area that has been badly bombed. And I think...
So moving these people into a total area, total area that has no food aid, there's no medicine at all. And if you want to understand like the differences here, you know, when you look at the genocide that's been unfolding in eastern Ukraine for the last, since 2014, right? And those people, which have been bombed mercilessly by the Ukrainians, killing ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine, all along said, you know, war was not the answer, right? But still, these people were being genocided on a regular basis. And you had Russia coming in trying to protect those individuals. And that's what they said they were going to do, is move into that area and secure those people and protect those people to stop the slaughtering of these individuals. This is the opposite happening here. You're literally moving in and killing innocent people and doing the exact same thing. And like Israelis to Ukrainians, basically carrying out a genocide against these individuals right now.
Are you familiar with the term kettling? It's a police, like a riot police tactic, where when you have a protest going on and it's peaceful, the riot police will continually guide, like tell the protests that they have to go to a particular place, and they run them into a place where there is no exit. And then they continue to tell them they have to leave, but the riot police are blocking the exit. It's called kettling. And so then when the people try to leave, then they get arrested for resisting. And that's basically what Israel's done. They drop leaflets in the north of Gaza, telling them to move south. So people start moving south. Then they drop leaflets in the south, telling them to keep moving. You can go to Rafah. Now they're in Rafah and they're kettled. They have nowhere to go. And now they're saying, well, you've got to leave here too. Like, that's exactly the tactic that was used here.
What is the purpose of that? To get them to behave badly so that you can arrest
because
them?
Because you want to arrest
them
and you want to arrest them. Yeah. In the idea of kettling is because the riot police want to arrest otherwise peaceful protesters. So by putting them in a position where they cannot leave, then they're not following orders. And then to leave, they have to go through the riot police, in which case they get arrested. In this case, obviously, it would be just to eliminate everybody.
And Graffiti says, kudos to Redacted for not making this about the Palestinians. It's not. No, it's about money. I mean, it's about an expansion of territory. It has been, just like the Six-Day War was an expansion of territory into Sinai. And this is exactly what this is. So you're pushing these people out, which you don't think, you don't want them in these lands at all. You want their oil, you want their gas, and you're going to ethnically cleanse these individuals. And you're pushing them out. That's exactly what's happening. Let's follow the money. And this goes back to 1948. Of course, it all started then. And this is part of the plan. So they don't want them there. They can't have... Israel can't exist the way that they wanted to exist with Palestine. Just bottom line. And that they've been open about that. Read Ben-Gurion's diaries if you want. And you can see all of it right there. World Food Program Director Cindy McCain says northern Gaza is experiencing full-blown famine, calling for a ceasefire and for the WFP to have unfettered access to Gaza. The head of the World Food Program has said northern Gaza is experiencing full-blown famine. Meanwhile, the UN's food weapon program, I mean, they're saying we can't get aid in here to children, to women right now. We can't get this in here. Like, and maybe, I guess we say women and children, right? Because I think we care about women and children a lot, but men are also suffering. They're not carrying guns around. These are men. These are fathers. These are elderly. It doesn't really matter. People can't get food. It's full-blown famine right now. And these grain trucks are being sabotaged by random people, Israelis who, like this fat bastard, who thought it'd be funny to throw bags of rice on the ground. Hey, I'm going to get up here. Here's one. Let's just get up and toss them down. I showed you this last week. You know, he hasn't missed a meal in a few months, but he's fine to throw their food on the ground, drive over it, step on it. So this invasion and slaughter is going to happen in any moment, and we're already seeing, of course, massive attacks right now in eastern Rafah as they're being pushed into this Khan Yunis area, or the goal, of course, is to push them out completely and into Egypt as well. And, you know, the talking heads on television and corporate media are very happy that Israel waited and showed some constraint. I almost fell out of my chair when I heard this. Oh, you're happy that Israel held back and showed some constraint so that aid could get into this population and to consider how the rest of the world feels about this ethnic cleansing that's happening right now.
Okay, before we show this, though, Israel is holding young children prisoner and has been since before October 7th. They are torturing and raping young boys in prison and kidnapping them. So, like, okay, restraint, huh?
Yeah, okay. Restraint.
All right.
Yeah. So play this soundbite, please.
I think they do have to take into consideration not only the advice they're getting from the United States, but from a variety of other countries around the world. It appears they're doing that. And it is possible to accomplish military objectives and at the same time take care of the population. And I think that's the real task that is before Israel. And I'm glad that it appears that they're thinking through this very, very carefully.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm just glad that they're really thinking through this very, very carefully. And when the West has asked them to not do this, when Antony Blinken basically said to not do this, they said, we're going to do it anyway. So thanks for your advice, but we're going to do it anyway. Now, what a crock of garbage. Maybe people who watch Fox News will be fooled by that load of garbage and that propaganda, but we are not. I was watching tons of propaganda on Fox News this weekend. It was unbelievable, the amount. Social media also, though, helping to finally get the truth out from journalists and sources who are not on the Israeli payroll. So really, social media right now is like the only way that we're able to get accurate information out of this area. Because if you watch corporate media, you're not going to get it. Now, I want to play for you an incredible piece of video from this weekend. Antony Blinken was asked by Senator Mitt Romney about why Israel is losing the PR war with their genocide. Usually, he says, Israel is able to win the PR war with their Mossad-backed propaganda. They're excellent at it, right? They will call you an anti-Semite, which that word has now lost all meaning. They will call you, they'll say, oh, you're pro-Hamas. That has also lost all meaning. So they've literally lost this PR war now. No one buys that garbage anymore unless you're an idiot. They own every politician in Washington, D.C. So except for like 12 of them right now, they own all of them. So, Mr. Blinken, why is Israel losing the PR war so badly? It can't even say anti-Semitism anymore because that word has lost all meaning. And everyone is owned by Israel in Washington. So why aren't more people supportive of the genocide in Gaza? Watch this amazing exchange. This is unbelievable.
Why has the PR been so awful? I know that's not your area of expertise, but you have to have some thoughts on that, which is, I mean, as you've said, why has Hamas disappeared in terms of public perception? An offer is on the table to have a ceasefire, and yet the world is screaming about Israel. It's like, why aren't they screaming about Hamas? Accept the ceasefire, bring home the hostages. Instead, it's all the other way around. I mean, typically the Israelis are good at PR. What's happened here? How have they and we been so ineffective at communicating the realities there? And
are on an intravenous feed of information with new impulses, inputs every millisecond. And of course, the way this has played out on social media has dominated the narrative. And you have a social media ecosystem environment in which context, history, facts get lost, and the emotion, the impact of images dominates. And we can't discount that. But
because they're
I think
true.
It also right. Has oh a very, God. Very, very challenging effect on the narrative.
Yeah, a small parenthetical point, which is some wonder why there was such overwhelming support for us to shut down potentially TikTok or other entities of that nature. If you look at the postings on TikTok and the number of mentions of Palestinians relative to other social media sites, it's overwhelmingly so among TikTok broadcast. So I'd note that's of real interest, and the president will get the chance to make action in that regard.
So.
I can't believe
he said the thing.
Yeah, he said that.
He said the thing. What was the thing?
The thing that we talked about. We talked about this very specific thing when they were talking about when we did a story on banning TikTok. We were the conclusion that you came up with was basically like this has nothing to do with Chinese spying and everything to do with Israel's influence in the United States because Free Palestine was trending over support for Israel on TikTok.
Yeah, and they think you're stupid. They think you're stupid. They think you at home right now are stupid, that you would believe that it had anything to do with China. It had everything to do with Israel. They control Washington, D.C. And you can love the Israeli people. You can love the people that live in Israel, but you can hate the intelligence community and the governments that rule and want you to follow a certain narrative, right? We love human beings. You can hate governments, though. And you can hate Zionism. So access to facts and information is causing Israel to lose the PR war right now. So what remains of Palestinian women, children, teenagers, they'll be either killed or moved out of Gaza completely to Egypt or to the United States. That's part of the plan. So what's next for Gaza, though? Well, it's empty. It's totally destroyed. How are Israel and the United States going to steal the oil and all of the natural gas off of Gaza and to enrich the likes of BlackRock and Vanguard? Well, look no further than the brand new Gaza 2035 plan, which Netanyahu unveiled this weekend. Great timing, too. He's like, hey, we're about to destroy Rafah, totally eliminate about 1 million people. But here's a 9-page PDF for our plan. This is what we plan to do in Gaza, which is perfect. It's like we want to build our own Dubai in Gaza. Perfect timing. So take a look at this. This is the new Israel 2035 plan for Gaza. Look how beautiful that will look once they rebuild it and kick all of those dirty Palestinians out of there. Mm-hmm. And they'll build new rail infrastructure, new port infrastructure. It'd be easy access to all of that oil. And they'll be able to get all of this into the Middle East economy. So a place so devoid of Palestinians, of course, as they describe it. They describe it as a future where Gaza is de-radicalized from Islamism, transformed into a trade hub of prosperity and innovation, and integrated into the Middle East economy. So a place totally devoid of Palestinians, of course. According to the Jerusalem Post, the documents lay out three steps to return Gaza to self-governance and economic growth. The first step would see 12 months of humanitarian aid. Guess they're going to start at some point, when Israel would slowly create safe areas in Gaza from north to south. Then a second would be a 5 to 10 year reconstruction process supervised by a coalition of Arab states, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Egypt, Bahrain, Jordan, and Morocco. Egypt's going to love that because Egypt has so much money waiting and ready to go to put into this area. So does the United Arab Emirates and so does Saudi Arabia. The plan is to move Israeli security responsibility to Israel, the Jerusalem Post writes, while the Arab coalition will create a multilateral body called the Gaza Rehabilitation Authority, the GRA, which would oversee the reconstruction. It's almost like they had this plan for a while, right? I mean, seems like they probably already had this whole thing mapped out a long time ago, don't you think? Or did they just dreamt it up last Thursday night? They have all these partners in place. They have the infrastructure plan. They have the train system plan. They have the ports already planned. They have the partners already lined up. They already have a name for it. They have a 10, 15 year construction plan all planned out. They must have just come up with it.
Building the port right now.
They're already building the oil port as we featured last week on the show. But I love this part. The GRA is to be run by Gazan Palestinians and will take responsibility for managing the safe areas.
The safe areas.
Okay. Yeah, this will be done in coordination with the implementation of a Marshall Plan and a de-radicalization program. And the third stage will be termed self-governance, which will, of course, you know, that's laughable. Under this plan, Israel will then retain the right to act against security threats. So they would get the right to act against security threats. So basically, there's no self-governance, and there's nothing in this plan about a Palestinian state, like a two-state solution. So that's totally out. There will not be a two-state solution at all. They will have total security control of the new GRA, this whole entire area, the entire Gaza Strip. So you're looking at your new Gaza Strip. It'll look a lot like Dubai. It'll be free of mostly Palestinians. And America, you're going to get a whole bunch of free oil and natural gas. And Israel, you're going to get billions of dollars in oil and natural gas. So this is your plan. And here you go. There's the new Gaza 2035 plan for you.
So the Palestinians get to govern themselves, but Israel will be the police. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So really, no difference.
You know what that
no
reminds
difference.
Me of? A Jewish ghetto. And how'd that go?
Right.
That's not desirable.
Right.
No one wants that.
No one wants that. Well, somebody wants it. And that's why there's billions of dollars waiting to go there right now. Let us know your thoughts on this in the comments below. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.